is Henry Hecker of the Maquantico Historical Society.
And Commander Todd from WFAQ LPFM.
Today we are talking to Gerald Taylor about life in Maquantico over the course of several decades, starting with the 1940s. Here is an episode of Memories of Maquantico.
Work for Chet Carlson, building garages in Milwaukee when I was 16, 17. And we had a crew of five people that would go in. We left his office over here, which is the old Grandpa Rupert's house. Another story. Chet Carlson had a group of five guys. We'd have to build a garage a day. We'd go in with a green, the cement was green. It was still curing when we got there the day after it was poured or something. I don't know, it was hot. So we got paid for 8 hours, whether we got it done in 6 hours or 10 hours, we got paid for eight or whatever hours it was, we got paid for 8 hours, and that's where we worked. And I was the designated driver because a couple of the guys, Ernie and the two brothers, I was the designated driver because they had a tendency to drink too much sometimes. I was a 16, 17-year-old kid, and I was responsible for getting those people home at night or taking them to the bar to have a drink during lunchtime and then getting them back to the job. But it was kind of a serious situation sometimes. Larry Batcher. If you knew these people, you'd know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's
all its characters.
Mm-hmm. They're good carpenters. Mm-hmm. But you had to go to wake them up in the morning and get them in the truck on time and get them going and get them home on time. And yeah.
That's a lot of responsibility for someone 16, 17.
Yeah, and he wanted me to then, instead of going to college, he wanted me to become his foreman. I mean, after that, these guys, not a foreman, I don't think, right away, because I was too young.
How often did the garages get done in a day?
Very often. Oh, yeah. A single car garage was easy. That could have even been 6 hours. But a two car garage was a little bit tougher. We didn't hang the overhead door, but everything else was done, right? Everything. There's one window probably, one man door, and then the roof was shingled, and I went right up with the roofing. So that was another job I had. I did all kinds of jobs.
Yeah. That was Gerald Taylor telling us about life in Maquantico in decades past. This has been Memories of Maquantico.